day with love. Oh, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go on while the song is young. Fill my way every day with love.
One more time.
Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the tread and the tongue. Fill my way every day with love.
It's number 28.
Fill my way every day with love.
Worth the wait. Amen.
glory, love, precious, precious love, redeeming love. It's what's going to take us all the way. Amen?
Amen.
He said nothing but perfect love will enter in on that place.
Amen.
And that's what we want, is that perfect love. And the only way you can get it is through this word.
Amen.
This wonderful word. And that's what we're here tonight, is to hear about this wonderful word. Are you sons and daughters of the King?
Amen. Amen.
I got another question to ask you. Are you born of the Spirit?
Amen.
Amen. Then if you are, I got something to read you. If you're really born of the Spirit, then God predestinated you before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Put your name on the Lamb's Book of Life, and now we're together, sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, a holy people, a holy nation,
Amen.
A particular people, a royal priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices
Amen.
Unto God with the fruits of our lips, giving praise in His name.
Amen.
So let's praise Him in His name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love you. Praise you, Lord. The fruits of your lips. Thank you.
Love you, Lord Jesus.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
Love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Man, that message has got a lot of nuggets in it.
Amen.
And guess what? He says, but people come in and say, them people are crazy.
Amen.
That's what he says. Sure they are. The wisdom of God is foolish to man, and the wisdom of man is foolish to God. They're contrary one to the other. But a real Spirit-filled church, full of the power of God, sitting together in heavenly places, offering spiritual sacrifices, what we just did, praising of God, the Holy Spirit moving among them. Is He moving among
Amen.
Us?
Amen.
Amen. Discerning the sin, calling all the things out that's among them that's wrong, straightened out and making it flat and level, because why? Always in the presence of God is that bloody sacrifice. Whoa, that bloody sacrifice, always in the presence of God for your sins.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every time you do something wrong and you hit that devil right back, that bloody sacrifice is sitting there for you on the right hand of the majesty to make intercessions for you, and he doesn't even see it.
Amen.
So that's a big boo back to that devil.
Amen.
He ain't got nothing on you.
Amen.
Without sin, done judged. Right?
Amen.
That's what Brother Ram said. The Word says we don't have to go through judgment. We went through judgment.
Amen.
So that Word sits there for us.
Amen.
That's how come we can sit together in heavenly places tonight in rejoicing, giving fruits of the Spirit and worshiping. What a privileged people that we are.
Amen.
He says we're saved by that amazing grace, but we're kept by the blood.
Amen.
So we weren't saved by the blood, we're kept by the blood.
Amen.
So now we're getting ready to be positionally placed. He says, if we're sons and daughters of God, we are predestinated to that.
Yes.
But now, he says, to be positionally placed to where God wants us. That's finding out the mind of God, what He wants you to do.
Yes.
What? Where are you supposed to be? Lord, what do you want me to be? He said, there's no big me's and little you's among us.
Amen.
Sons and daughters of God, He's all got you for a certain purpose and to do what it is.
Yes.
Mine is no different than yours. He needs you all, but He wants you to be right in your place, doing, praising Him. As Brother Branham said, he said, you mothers? He says, what did you do? He said, you raised them children.
Yeah.
Men up into the Word and kept them in the Word. Father worked to provide for you on the table. That's what God called you to do. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, you never know who you're talking to, who you're speaking to. And with you being written epistles read of all men, it's your life that you live. It's the everyday life that we live. Not the life that you live here on Wednesday or Sunday morning or Sunday night. It's that every day in and day out, staying in the presence of the Lord. So we're getting ready for that adoption period. Amen?
Yeah.
We're in it.
Yeah.
We already seen one that was adopted.
Yeah.
We already seen one that was adopted. What he said when his son come, it's what he said when the Son of Man revealing himself to us. The Holy Spirit. Do we worship the man?
No.
Do we worship the God in the man?
Yes.
Amen. Because that same God is in
us.
He's in you, sons and daughters of God. So I want to give you a little type of something here. Just come on my heart today. This did too, because my tutor, he was a typologist. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just say you're really thirsty, and you're thirsting for a drink of water. And I come up and I want to give you a drink of water. And it's crystal clear water. It looks beautiful. Artesian water, spring and everything, and I give it to you. And it looks clean, seems clean, but inside of it, as you can't see it unless you look under a microscope, is a parasite. Does anybody here know what a parasite is? Well, let me read you what a parasite is. He said it's an organism that lives in or on another organism. It's a host, and benefits or derived nutrients out of the host is expense. It sucks the life out of you is what it does.
Amen.
Now, if I give you that drink of water, would you drink it? No, you wouldn't, brother. Bless your heart. You know, I wouldn't give it to you. I'm just going to give you the word.
Amen.
Amen. That parasite that is in there is a perfect type of the way Satan can be in our lives. You can't see it sometimes, and it's hidden, it's down there, and you can't see a parasite in the water. It just blends right in with the water. But you drink it and you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
So our tutor, when he tells back, we don't want no parasites in us.
Yeah.
And there's only one thing if you got any parasites in you that'll kill that parasite. That's the Word.
Amen.
The Word will kill any parasite that's in you.
Yeah.
So that's when we're going through that adoption process. We can only be positionally placed when we're that pure water. Pure Word before the Lord Jesus. So if there's any Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let us stand to our feet. And welcome the Holy Spirit tonight as we bow our heads. So good to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
To be able to come and to worship Him and to be together with brothers and sisters that love the Lord Jesus with all their heart. They love the message. They love what happened at Calvary for us. Because if it wasn't for what happened at Calvary, none of us would be here. We were all lost. Come in the world in sin. But God provided a way for us. And all we have to do is accept it. And it's a free gift. And we've accepted it. That precious blood of the Lord Jesus. And then He sent a prophet with a message. To call out a bride. To tell us who we were. If He hadn't have sent that prophet, and if the prophet hadn't have come and did it, we wouldn't know.
Amen.
He said, I got it. I could just be sitting down at the river fishing. He saved me.
Yes.
But He didn't. That's why we love Him.
Amen.
We love Him because that is part of the bride of Jesus Christ and who brought the word to us. That message is everything to us. And that's what brings us here tonight, is Lord, we want to be more like you every day. We don't want no parasites in our lives. We want nothing but the pure word. Sometimes we don't even know. We got to be careful. Things are so easily slipped into our lives. We want to stay away from it. It's too late to play around with things of the world, be associated with the world or the things of the world. We want to get rid of it all, because we want to be those manifested sons and daughters of God to move into perfection. That's who the bride of Jesus Christ is. And we believe that we are that bride. So thus we believe whenever we say and we pray, we believe it. We believe that we can have it because we've asked it in His name. That's what He said. It just believe it. And we do, by faith, accept it and believe it. We don't look at ourselves, we look at Him. We've had a few requests that's come in. One of them is our brother Amalong, that they say they think he has pneumonia. We want to remember him. He's just been fighting that battle out there. Satan's just after him, but guess what? The prayer of the saints are going to go out tonight with our little slingshots.
Amen.
We're going to kill that devil.
Amen.
And whatever you have need of, God's going to meet that need. Whatever your request is. And if we really believe that, children, if we really believe it, we're going to have it. Many things you maybe already prayed about and you've already done it. Lord, keep me faith. Keep me in there, Lord. It is. It doesn't matter what it looks like, what it seems. I still got faith. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Amen.
It's like Jesus said to Peter and the rest of them, why don't you leave? Why don't you go? Where would we go? You got the words of eternal life. This is eternal life. And it's your promise. And it's for you. And we're just going to believe it for everything that you have need of. And praying for one another. We remember we're talking about that. Pray for one another. That's what brings healing. Pray for each and every one. And then we want to invite Him just to come and to be with us. To open up our hearts, our minds, our souls. Lord, come and fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord Jesus. Come and breathe on us, that Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Is that the desire of your heart tonight? Just raise up your hand and say, Lord, that's what we want. We want that closer walk with you, to be more like you, Lord. I stumble and I fall, but Lord, you're always there to pick me up, Lord, and put me back on that path again. We love you for it, Lord. We're going to have such a wonderful time with you tonight. We're just going to worship you and praise you, Lord. And when we walk out of this building tonight, we're going to be closer and more like you. Closer to you. True sons and daughters of God. So let's just sing our little song to invite Him to come in and to be with us tonight as we reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to
Heavenly Father, Lord, to think of what you've done on Calvary for us, Lord, just burns within our hearts, Lord, to think of the sacrifice that you went and threw for us, Lord, the stripes on your back, Lord, the beard ripped from your face, the spit, Lord, the mockery, Lord, the crown of thorns on your head. He did it for me. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Oh, how we adore you, Father. How we thank you, Lord, for taking our place there, Lord. And then, Father, you saved us, but what you've allowed us to live in this day, the greatest day of all time.
Amen.
You revealed to us your word through your prophet, Lord. Lord, it's thus saith the Lord. Every word we believe it, Father, can place our hearts, our soul, our life, our everything on it, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for sending Brother Branham here for us, Lord. In this time and the stored up food, Lord, that you've allowed us to have here, Father. Lord, where would we be without it, Father? Thank you, Lord, for allowing it to be stored up, Father. Thank you for bringing us together once again to hear your word, Lord. How we love you, Father. Lord, you've seen every hand that was raised that had a need on their heart. You know every request that's here on the pulpit. Our brother Amalong in Arizona there, Lord, we just send out our prayers to him, Father. Lord, may you move on the scene. May you just touch his body and may there be such a report, Lord, and we know and we believe, Lord, for him, and we just ask that you be and meet every need, Lord. Father, every desire on every heart tonight, we know that you're going to grant it. Lord, you brought us here tonight. Lord, you've allowed us to come together one more time to hear your word. Just open up our hearts to hear it, Father. Our ears, Lord, may it just sink so deep in our hearts, Lord. Father, just take out all those parasites, all those little things, Lord, that so easily besets us, Father. Lord, I don't want to be like anything in the world, Lord. I don't want to be anything but like you, Father. Help us, Father, to be more like you. Draw us closer to you, Father. I just want to commit the rest of this service into your hands. And we just ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, for he is passing by this morning.
Privilege to be in the tabernacle tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Can't wait to hear that stored up food. How many's looking for that land that is fairer than day and that sweet by and by?
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For song sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of bread.
my troubled mind, I will rest in the strength there I find. Take me, separate me from the things of this life, where I only see heartache and strife. Hide me, uphold me on eagle's wings. I know you'll never let me go. Down deep in my soul, there's a calling for home. 'Cause I'm so tired of this world below. I know that somewhere beyond that curtain of time, there's a body, a new body that's mine. So take me, separate me from the things of this life, where I only see heartache and strife. Hide me, uphold me on eagle's wings. I know you'll never let me go. I'm so homesick and blue, and I want to see Jesus. I would like to hear those harbor bells chime. It would brighten my path and would vanish all fear. Lord, let me look past the curtain of time. Let me view that sunny, bright chime. It would strengthen my faith and would vanish all fear. Lord, let me look past the curtain of time. Lord, let me look past the curtain of time.
Thank you, Sister Valley. We really appreciated that. I want to look past the curtain of time. Amen. And the Lord let us do that through His prophet. Amen. Let's just sing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." Amen. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, thank you. should all stand, I'll never forsake him. Oh, and I'll never forsake him. And I'll never forsake him. So wonderful, and to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful.
Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
As we bow our heads, let's just hum it one time to him. How we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is to be sitting in his presence tonight.
Amen.
To have this opportunity that we have to once again hear this word, what it means to the bride of Jesus Christ. My prayer, my heart's desire, Lord, never let this message become common to me. Lord, you provided that I can hear it 24/7 hours a day in my car, on my phone, everywhere I go, Lord Jesus. If you hadn't have done it, I wouldn't be able to fight the battles that I fight daily.
Amen.
To stay in that word.
Yes.
It's life to the bride of Jesus Christ. It's the pure water that feeds us, that spiritual food. And we're getting ready to feast upon it in just a few minutes. So let us just sing our song as we welcome God's prophet to come to the pulpit to bring us the words of eternal life. Let's sing our song, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Jesus. You may be seated. It's my privilege to introduce once again God's prophet to come to this platform and bring us the message of spiritual adoption, which we believe was recorded and stored up many years ago so that we could feast upon it tonight.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.
Good morning, friends. So happy to be here this morning and to have this introduction from the pastor. That was very fine. Oh, you know, speaking of the horses, you know, putting the bridle on, you know, the work is coming. Well, I'm just glad the Lord makes us a workhorse so we can work. so we're never too tired to do something for the Lord if it falls our lot to do it. Although being very tired today, I've just had an awful time of it in the last few days. Going to California, I had to go by a chair car, and I tell you, talk about bumpity-bumpity. All the way out there, 53 hours to get there, and got there at 2 o'clock in the morning at 5. I had to get up and go and preach a radio service. Then the Christian businessman had to preach again for their international gathering. And then afternoon, I preached at some big Baptist tabernacle, and then at night, and then just kept on speaking every few hours. So we finally ended up Monday night at the Angeles Temple,